Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. 2018 is upon us. No turning back. Today's show, Dr. Medici's comprehensive health exam for 2018. Yes, not the useless one that you get once or twice a year, but the one that does count, not the useless one that's only worthwhile when you're already too sick to do anything about it. Isn't the purpose of a physical exam, you know, the one your insurance pays for, supposedly each and every year or maybe twice a year, isn't it supposed to prevent illness? Well, yes. But does it? Well, that's another question. Other than some stupid cardiology exam that asks you to respect your cholesterol levels, what does it really tell you? And in my opinion, next to nothing. It's not preventative at all. If it was, we wouldn't be where we're at. I'm going to put one together today for you. And you're going to sit there with a piece of paper and just check off the boxes. And when I'm done, you'll see what I mean. So, Dr. Medici's comprehensive health exam for the year 2018. Happy New Year. Here we go. Number one, the first question I'm going to ask you is, one, do you even know what an autonomic nervous system is? Autonomic nervous system. Now, my regular listeners do. But the question is your autonomic nervous system in balance? So what you need to be asked, what needs to be ascertained, what your physician needs to determine is whether you are running sympathetic dominant or not. All the money we put in this year to drug design, research, money into new medical technologies, new sophisticated forms of genetically designed attacks to supposedly better our health. And no one gives a rear end about the autonomic nervous system. It isn't even an entity. Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, Hans. 1,500 articles. Nominated twice for the Nobel Prize. Famous in the history of medicine. An entire life he devoted to the effect of imbalance in the nervous system on any disease you got. You're growing a brain tumor. You've got an autoimmune disease. You've got low back pain you can't get rid of. Anything you've got comes down to, number one, above all, the autonomic nervous system. Stated plainly, stated like we'd stated if we were having a beer in a bar. Do you know how to relax? Sure you do. No, you don't. And that is more on the plate than ever before. I think everyone agrees with that. Are we more stressed than we were 100 years ago? You bet we are. Stress? Are you kidding? Who's not stressed? And it's getting worse. And what it's robbed us of is any sense of what it really feels like to relax your body. Now, that kind of lingo goes down in bar rooms all the time, meaning in the common parlance of the day, people know what it is to say, I'm stressed, I need to relax, blah, blah, blah. This has nothing to do really with what I'm talking about. When I say relax, look at your kitty cat. Look at your doggy dog. When I say relax, I mean look at your animals and how they live. Make no mistake about it, unless your dog has rabies or it's been beaten to a pulp in its childhood, unless your dog had some tragedy happen, your dog and cat know how to relax. They pop out of the womb, their parents teach them, and they hang on to that the rest of their life. They live to balance themselves through their nervous system. Living to balance yourself, knowing how to truly relax, is no different than saying, staying in tune with the mother vibration from the earth. The earth's vibration is set at a frequency to keep your body in parasympathetic balance, autonomic balance. It means when you put your feet in the earth at the beach, what's coming out of the beach, what's coming out of the sand, what's coming out of the earth at that beach is designed to keep you relaxed. Animals live in that. People don't. Animals do, people don't. If you're online in my hospital and you come up to me for a physical exam, before you leave, I'm going to tell you, if you don't balance those nerves, you're looking for trouble and you're close to trouble. I'll tell you that. That's real insight. Anytime you watch people get sick, invariably, it's preceded by a good, healthy year or two or three or five of bad stress. The relationship between stress and disease is legion. Guess what? If you want to turn it around, if you're sitting there with your symptom, your disease, your whatever, and you really don't know what it means to get back into that zone, forget about curing your disease. You do not have cure. Your symptom does not go away. If you cannot address yourself neurologically, but I mean with gravity. I don't mean take an extra day off from work. I don't mean walk around the park. I don't mean have a glass of wine with music at dinner. I mean something substantive. I mean starting to really hit that deep level that you haven't experienced in many, many years. So for 2018, number one, are you balanced through your nervous system? That's a biggie. I'm going to put that at number one. Now, closely aligned with that, I would be asking you, have you opened your diaphragm? You want to talk about health? You really want to talk about health? You want to get off this near farce about supplements relative to what they really contribute to your health, in contrast to something like opening your breath? You really want to talk about it? You want to get real for 2018? 2018 is going to be a great year for people who want to be real. For people who are sitting on delusion, illusion, and are happy to be doing that, this could be a bad year for you. But 2018, if you want to activate, is a great year. Mark my words. The train is leaving the station. And if you decide to go with it, it will be a good year for you. 2018 is going to be very different than 2017. 2017, with the elections, we didn't know which end was up. This whole country froze in 2017. We froze financially. We froze psychologically. We just sat still. Why? Well, obviously, we didn't know what was coming. I think everybody's ready to engage now. And there's all sorts of other reasons I say this to you. 2018 is a good year to make a move. And everyone knows it. Deep down. Open your breath. You're online in the office. Second question. Second piece of data. Second inquiry is, does this person have a patent breath? When they take a breath, does that breath do something to regulate their biology? Breath fixes disease. Think of that statement. Think of the depth of its meaning. and think about your relationship to it. And you'll see where the gap is. Breath is just something we think we do. Breath has nothing to do with that as it relates to health. Your operatics, your Pavarottis, your Placido Domingos, your Sarah Brightmans, your Maria Callas's, some of your rock and rollers, not the ones that squeak through their larynx, but the ones that can really kick. Adele is a classic example. People who sing who are trained, and people who just walk around that way. You can tell who those people are. They lie down on a table and you say, take a breath. And they take a breath and you can see the pleasure they get from breath. You know that. Once every 10 years, you take a breath like that. I'm talking about that breath that occurs, say, when you haven't seen someone in a long time, that makes you feel safe. And you give them a great big hug and they give you a great big hug because you're both so glad to see each other. And you feel so safe in her arms or in his arms that you take this interesting breath. It's this deep breath and you feel all the stress come out of you. That's what your dog is doing every single day, every single minute. That's what your cat is doing. That's what nature does. That's what a balanced society would teach its citizens what breath really means. And that is what breath really means. I live by that personally. I live by that. One of the things I learned in my journey over 25 years is the importance of keeping the breath open. And when it's open and it stays open, it's like a massage. Every single breath. Each breath relaxes you. It allows you to take on more of what you want to take on in your life. It is a creative experience because it opens you up in that it allows you an optimization. Your biology of the cell is dependent upon an open diaphragm. Why? Because when the breath is open, the dural tissue of the brain is stretched. Breath stretches the dura of the brain. Any of my shows I've done on breath talk like this. I've done 3 or 4 shows over 6 years now. We're into our 6th year here. And any of the shows I've done on breath, I've done 3 or 4 or 5. I'm always talking about it. So if you're online at my clinic and you come up to me, I want to get a good sense of if on the overall you're balanced in the autonomic nervous system. Can you, do you experience a deep state of relaxation each and every day? And for the most part, do you live there? I'm also going to want to know, can you bring the exercise of breath to that balancing of the autonomic? Breath is a tool. And as the belly goes out and the diaphragm comes down and the thoracic spine arches, as the rib cage expands, as the occiput separates from C1, it pulls the dural sheath of the brain from the brain right down to the sacrum. Yes, I just said a mouthful. That is systematically what comprises breath. All too seldom do I see people that understand it. All too seldom do I see people that have the experience of it. But your doggy dog does each and every breath. Have you ever noticed when your dog yawns, something kind of funny happens after the yawn? It shakes its body to the tail. Do you know what that is? That's a neurological discharge of stress. The animal is using breath to release stress all day long. Any of you that know that polar bear video I do, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Think of the polar bear video. Think of that polar bear shot by a gun high up by some alien spacecraft, sedated. then fondled and played with while it's conscious but paralyzed.